USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Repairs to Interstate 95 in Philadelphia are expected to be expedited. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says it could be ready for riders within 2 weeks. A bridge collapsed on the roadway after a tanker truck fire a week ago. President Biden said Saturday it's vital to fast-track this emergency infrastructure.
I told the governor there's no more important project right now in the country as far as I'm concerned.
While in Philadelphia, Biden officially kicked off his 2024 re-election campaign at an event organized by unions.
I'm more honored by your endorsement than you can imagine. Coming this early, it's going to make a gigantic difference in this campaign.
Pennsylvania is once again seen as a key swing state in the upcoming election after being won by Biden by just 1 point in 2020. South Korea says the U.S. is supporting the country's efforts to develop a healthy and mature relationship with China.
South Korea's foreign minister says he spoke on the phone with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and they discussed relations with both China and North Korea. The foreign ministry says they both strongly condemn North Korea's repeated provocations and agree that the U.S., South Korea, and Japan should urge China to play a stronger role in denuclearization. Blinken will be in China Sunday for the highest-level visit so far by a member of the Biden administration. I'm Brad Siegel.
And Blinken arrived in Beijing Sunday morning for diplomatic talks aimed at calming tensions between the two nations. The Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner will be allowed to take charter flights for the rest of the season after she was harassed last week while waiting for a flight at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The six-time all-WNBA player spent 10 months in a Russian prison in 2022 on drug-related charges before being released in a prisoner exchange last December. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is working with artificial intelligence taking a toll on humans?
Artificial intelligence researchers are experiencing mental and emotional health risks. That's according to the American Psychological Association. Working with AI leads to social disconnection and increased likelihood of insomnia and alcoholism. Researchers are emphasizing the need for managers to address employee loneliness and exercise caution regarding excessive AI integration into the workplace. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Department of Labor is fining the company that makes Hostess Twinkies nearly $300,000 after a worker lost a fingertip. On Friday, the Labor Department slapped a $298,000 fine on Hostess Brands, ruling that the bakery company's safety and training failures led to a worker in Chicago losing a fingertip. New England Patriots cornerback Jack Jones is in hot water after weapons were found in his carry-on luggage. On Friday, TSA agents at Boston Logan International Airport found two loaded firearms and ammunition in Jones's bags. He was arrested and faces 10 charges, including unlawful possession of a firearm. Jones was released from custody after posting bail and will be arraigned next week. Another film in the Extraction series is coming soon to Netflix. The Chris Hemsworth-led action series will be getting a third installment, starring Hemsworth and being directed by Sam Hargrave. The announcement was made at a Netflix event on Saturday. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.